Hi there. The word for today is a gift rather than an apology. Genesis 33 verse 8, the New Living Translation, they are a gift to ensure your friendship. Here's something you need to know in order to move forward successfully in life. The person who hurt you may never offer an apology, or at least in the manner you desire. After Jacob cheated his brother Esau out of the birthright, which meant getting twice as much of their father's money or material things, things got so bad between Jacob and his brother that Jacob went to live with his uncle Laban in Haran. Later in life, when both brothers became wealthy and successful in their own right, Jacob decided to seek reconciliation with his brother. Now at first Esau refused to accept his brother's gifts. But when Jacob persisted, the Bible says Esau finally accepted the gift. Notice, Jacob never said, "I'm sorry I stole your birthright. Please forgive me." Basically, what he said was, "I'd like to try and make amends." At this point, Esau showed real maturity by valuing the relationship with his brother over his right to exact revenge, and as a result, the family was united. There's a lesson here. God wants you to grow up and exercise spiritual maturity. You can't control what others do. You can only control your own response. Furthermore, if you insist that somebody apologize to you in a certain way, the relationship may never be healed. As a result, you'll be left holding a grudge. And holding a grudge is a bit like holding a hot coal. It'll keep burning you until you decide to let it go. For example, you may want your spouse to apologize for their behavior, but if instead they buy you a gift or do something extra nice for you, accept it. Respond with grace instead of judging either their methods or their motives. In other words, close the account and move on. Okay? That's the word for you today.